Okay, now we're recording. Anyways, if you fear and respect the Lord, then you'll want to be corrected. You want to be put on the right path, and the Bible says you're wise to do so. You're they would call you wise, you know, because a foolish man doesn't want those things. So if you are willing to receive and hear and increase learning, you know, a lot of times we think of people who are wise or knowledgeable as like they already know everything. They're already so smart. They're already so capable, but really a wise person is someone who will hear and increase learning, who is able to listen and wants to know more, and is willing to hear out, you know, other people to increase their own wisdom, regardless of if it may be an uncomfortable situation or maybe something uncomfortable for them to accept. But they're going to seek out the truth regardless, because, you know, they want to get better, they want to be right, and they want to improve. So that is also a part of, you know, fearing the Lord, is wanting to be corrected. So verse 8 is, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Now, verse 10, that to me, that's a very powerful scripture. It says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. So it really gives you all the power in that scripture. It's if someone's coming up to you, or something's happening, or people are trying to get you to do something, or, you know, you have the power to just say no. It says, consent thou not. And it's just that simple. Like, if oh, let's go do this, or your friend's trying to do this, or maybe there's peer pressure or whatever's going on, or we're trying to get you to do certain things that you're not comfortable with or that you know are wrong, you just consent thou not. You say no. It's like, I'm not doing that. It's not what I do. So it's really just, the Bible just lays it out really that simple. Like, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not, you know, because you have a choice in all this. It's not just, you know, being pulled every which way by every wind of doctrine, like the Bible says. It's you have a choice. And if the Lord is in you, you'll hopefully make that right choice. So that scripture gives you all the power. It says, consent thou not. You know, regardless of what's going on, consent thou not. So verse 11, if they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us look privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. So what does verse 17 mean? Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. Anyone want to gander what that means? What he could be talking about? Maybe this is one of those dark sayings.
Does it mean like something's trying to catch people?
Sure. Something's trying to catch people. But basically, surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. So there's also a scripture that Jesus also talks about this in Matthew 7. Verse 6, we're not going to turn to it, but in Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, he says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you, casting pearls before swine. So this is similar to the casting pearls before swine. You know, it's and I think verse 10 through like verse 11 through and up until 17 is talking about, you know, the evil people of the world who want to just do bad things and want to, you know, just doing nonsense, waiting for blood. Just it says, let us all share one purse, or it's just, you know, murderers and thieves and just the evil of the world and people just doing mischief for mischief's sake or just people causing mayhem. And it's just a lot of bad things are happening. And then verse 17 says, surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. Now, obviously, we know a net. What is a net used for?
Catching things.
Catching. Well, what specifically does a net usually catch?
Fish.
So it says the net is spread in vain in the sight of any bird. So you're never going to catch a bird with a net. You know, you're not going to lay down a net. And the bird's not going to fly into it, or you're not going to catch any birds with that. So surely in vain is the net spread in the sight of any bird. So there may be sometimes there's a contentious things that, you know, maybe people in the world want to talk about or argue about, but sometimes it's just not your place to say anything, or sometimes it just may not be for them. When you're trying to explain something and you can't try to get it to somebody, sometimes it's just not for them. So it's talking about the evil people of the world and or just even sinners or people who are just in the wrong and they just don't quite understand the word, and you're trying to sometimes try to explain it to them, but it's just not getting through, and it's you're casting a net before a bird and trying to get it caught, but it's not working, you know. Because Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men, but you can't. And they use nets to fish, but you're not going to catch a bird with that. So he's trying to lay out the word before someone who's not going to receive it. So surely is in vain the net spread in the sight of any bird. And that's basically what that's talking about, is that, you know, just like in Matthew 7, it says, cast not your pearls before swine. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. So, you know, it's just, sometimes it's just, You're trying, but you're just wasting your time, because maybe it's not, the message that you're trying to give isn't for them, and they won't receive it. It's like Brother Branham is always talking about chickens and eagles, and sometimes, you know, you're an eagle, and sometimes you're trying to explain something to a chicken, but it's not getting through, and it's because it's just not for them. They're not meant to fly the way you are. So that is just how it is. So, did I explain that good enough? Everyone understand? Verse 17, okay. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. Verse 18, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So that's interesting, because the last, like, seven verses it was talking about, they're you know, they're trying to swallow them up alive as a grave. They're waiting on other people. They're trying to fill their houses with spoil. You know, their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed blood. But in verse 18, it says they lay wait privily for their own blood. They look privily for their own lives. So it's basically saying that what they're doing is just, what they're doing is self-destructive, really. You know, they're trying to steal and rob and murder and all these things, but, you know, it's not doing them any favors. They're just doing it, but it's all vanity, and it's not fulfilling their lives, you know. So it's saying, well, they're out here, they're waiting for blood, and they're running to evil. But then it says, really, they're waiting for their, it says, really, they wait for their own blood, and then for their own lives. So they're not, these things they're doing are just self-destructive, and they're not fulfilling these people, and they're just going to waste away doing those things, because there's no fulfillment in them, and they're just wasting their time. And you'll see that even more if we ever get to Ecclesiastes, where Solomon talks about how a lot of things in the world are just vanity and vexation, you know. And you can try to seek pleasure and seek fulfillment here and seek fulfillment there, but all of these things are just vanity and vexation of spirit, and they don't really mean anything in the end, and they're just going to leave you empty. So that's about all the time we have for today. God bless you. You're dismissed.